here's a fastball. Swing and a miss. Strike three by Trevon Robinson. And in his first start in the big leagues, Steve Johnson, the 24-year-old from Baltimore, has now struck out nine.
A night to remember at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. That was August 8th of 2012. Fred Manfred, the call on WBAL. Steve Johnson, the Baltimorean, winning his first start ever in an Orioles uniform against the Seattle Mariners. An amazing, amazing story. And Steve Johnson joins us now. Steve, how are you?
Not too much. Just hanging out.
So how's your offseason been?
It's been going well. Started the offseason just trying to get my knee back to 100%. It was good enough. To pitch at the end of the season, but just didn't want anything lingering in the end of the start of this year. So made sure that was 100%, and just basically been going to the Ravens games and working out.
Of course, you are a local product. It's so interesting. I don't think anything could ever quite happen like it did for you and your family in the last 2 months of the regular season, and for the Orioles family, I should say, and throw it out there to everyone. So much so that on our pregame show for the Orioles, the night you made your first start against Seattle back on August 8th, I had your high school catcher on as a guest in Chad Durakis, which I remember very vividly. Only in Baltimore was something that unique come together.
It was an unbelievable moment for me. I mean, to experience that and to be able to start at home for my hometown team. I pitched most of my games at home. It was awesome. It was awesome for me. It was just for my family. I mean, to share that day with my dad and get that win. I'm still trying to figure out if it all happened, but, it was great the way it worked out. And, all the stuff that had to happen before for it to work out like the way it did. I'm very grateful for the opportunity and just wanted to keep it going.
I was going to ask, have you been able to process that amazing turn of events and really how it all went down? And then you throw in that you had that opportunity. You go 4-0 with the Baltimore Orioles with a 2.11 ERA over 10 strikeouts per nine innings. Really, not only did you get the call in this local tale, you ended up capitalizing on it.
Yeah, the way this worked out, for me to go up there and do well, you always want to get up there, and then for the team to be in a pennant race and for the fans to be coming back and supporting us the way they did, and then for me to go up there and be a part of it and pitch in some big games and to do well, I couldn't ask for anything better. So it worked out great. Obviously, we came up a little bit short, but it was just great to be a part of that team, and I'll remember it forever, that's for sure.
So you're no longer a rookie. How has your life changed? You get in the big leagues. You're part of a pennant-chasing club. How has life changed for you day-to-day, if at all?
Well, I get noticed a little bit more, but not much. I try and stay low-key, and I just try and just enjoy the off-season and enjoy the fans being excited about next year and for me to possibly be a part of it. So, I don't change who I am too much, and I still do the Ravens games, and I'm up in the upper deck with all the fans, and I love it. So it's nothing's changed too much. It's just I trying to process what happened last year, and hopefully be a part of the team next year.
Last year in spring training, you were a guy trying to get noticed. Now you'll be a guy going to Sarasota this year who's in the mix for a rotation spot or a bullpen spot at the very least. Does that change your mentality at all?
Not really. You're going there trying to make a team. Obviously, last year gave me some confidence in what I can do. But it's the same goal. You're trying to go there and make a team. Last year, I was trying to, I had a good idea that I wasn't going to make the team, but I wanted to go there and show what I had to compete. And, I did that. And now this year, they kind of know what I can do. And it's just going to go there and compete with all the other guys we have in camp. Last year, we had a ton of pitchers in camp. And, this year, I would expect the same thing. A lot of guys competing for a lot of spots, so it should be fun.
Steve Johnson with us on WBAL. And Steve, today was the Orioles' annual Christmas party. Tell us about that.
It was a great event. Just going there and trying to put a smile on a lot of kids' faces and get to play games with them and hand out some gifts and, you know, we had Santa there and you had the bird there, and definitely a good event. I was, you know, glad to be a part of it, and it was a lot of fun. I got to play a lot of games with some kids that I haven't had to play in a long time. So definitely a good time.
Now, did they have the Christmas party back when your dad was an Oriole? And if so, did you ever attend that as a kid?
I'm not sure. I never attended it when I was a kid. If I did, I don't remember.
I know it's been around. I don't know if it goes back.
Yeah, my dad played. It was 91 last time he played for him. But I went to it before in 2009 when I was in the minors, and it was actually the day before I got Rule 5 to the Giants. So it was a little bit of a different atmosphere there for me. You know, being in the minors, not really knowing a lot of the guys, and this year was a lot more fun just knowing everybody.
Do you want to weigh in on the Cam Cameron situation, Steve? I know you're a big fan.
It's a tough situation. They obviously felt that it was better to go different ways, and you never want to see a coach lose a job, but obviously they felt it was the best way to go. That's what teams have to do sometimes, but we're still in a good position to going forward, and hopefully they can clinch a playoff spot, or at least maybe the division next week.
We're similar ages. I'm a couple years older than you are, and we're both born and raised in Baltimore and Ravens fans. We both, I think, feel the same way about Ray Lewis, who may return to the field on Sunday against Denver. Do you think he's capable of putting on the Superman outfit one more time and kind of saving the day here?
Definitely. I mean, him being on the field, it's not always about performance. I mean, he's always has been better than most of the guys on the field. He might be a little older, but he makes up for it with just his experience in the game when he's on the field. I mean, I think he brings the whole defense and maybe even the whole team. Just when he's out there, when other guys see him out there and have him on the field, he brings the game or the team, like maybe defense, to a whole nother level just having him out there. So it's tough seeing him on the sidelines. He doesn't want to be on the sidelines, but hopefully this week or maybe next week he can come back and hopefully help us out and get that playoff spot, get that division, and help us out in the playoffs.
Well, it's a 2012 Steve Johnson won't soon forget. 2013 around the corner. Fan Fest next month, Steve. And then before you know it, the month after that, pitchers and catchers do report to Sarasota, Florida.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy the way it creeps up on you. You try and enjoy the off season as much as possible and get ready for the next season, but it creeps up pretty quick. We were talking about that today. It's already December, and we're 2 months away from going to spring training. So, we're getting ready, but I'm going to enjoy the off season, and sooner or later, the next month or so, I'll be getting pretty excited to get back in camp.
Orioles right-hander Steve Johnson. Steve, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and thank you so much for joining us.
You too. Thank you.
That's Steve Johnson. We're back with more next here on WBAL.